This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
You're listening to Marilyn Weston, giving it to you straight from a woman's perspective. Exclusively on Zoomer Radio.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July the 26th. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's all or nothing day. It's a day that reminds us that we have a choice. We can throw caution to the wind and go for broke, or not. This day encourages us not to hold back from living our best life, but rather to be bold and commit fully to our goals and dreams, to push past limitations and to take risks in all we do, and either give it our all and avoid half-hearted efforts or do nothing. It's our day to set our minds and hearts towards our dreams and goals and commit completely to whatever we're pursuing. Carol Burnett said, "Only I can change my life. No one can do it for me." So today, let's ask ourselves, what do we want to get done? Ask ourselves, when we embrace the all on this all or nothing day, are we willing to give it our all to make things happen? All-ins can be life-changing moments. It could be when we commit to another and say, "I do." It could be when we invest our all in a business, or when we pick up and move to a new place and start all over. It's a limitless list of possible dreams and goals that we can dive into fully. We can be all in. My first experience with giving something my all goes back to the playground when I was in grade 3. There was a game. It was called Red Rover. Maybe you played it too. The goal was simple. You ran with everything you had toward a line of people with linked arms, hoping to break through and join their line. I remember being called, Red Rover, let Marilyn come over." I set my mind to give my all and break the chain. I ran with all my might, determined. I hit the chain full force, but I didn't break through. Everyone held tight, and instead of bursting through, I flew over their hands and arms and landed. I scraped my knees and chin. My all didn't get me a win. I guess we could say I failed, even though I'd given it my all and been all in. But I did learn an important lesson. Sometimes we can be all in, heart, soul, and body, and still not get the results we want. But the act of going for it has value. We try. As basketball legend Michael Jordan said, "I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something. But I can't accept not trying." Science backs up the good we derive when we try and go all in. It's been found that individuals who pursue goals fully motivated and engaged report higher satisfaction, better performance, and lower stress. Even if they're not successful, if they're all in, they feel fulfilled. Sometimes we, like me in the Red Rover game, don't get the prize that we set out for. Sometimes life doesn't give us what we want just because we push our hardest. But we learn our strengths. We learn about our courage. We learn how it feels to give our all and to try to succeed. A Yale study found people who took action, even when uncertain, reported greater emotional resilience and less regret than those that played it safe. So it pays to go all in because full engagement builds meaning. And if we don't try, we may be safe and there's nothing risked, but we can't move forward if we do absolutely nothing. The expression, Nothing ventured, nothing gained holds true. Consider those of us who go to a pool on a hot summer day. We may not know how to swim, or we may be afraid of water, so we stand on the edge. Some of us are so fearful we won't even test the water. Others of us put our toes in, and others wade in slowly. But unless we go all in and get wet and fully participate, we can't learn to swim. We won't reach the other side, we won't be cooler, and we won't be able to enjoy the water unless we immerse ourselves and get all into the water. It may be cold, it may be a bit uncomfortable, but it's also invigorating. And once we're wet and floating, and perhaps swimming, we're cooler and we're further ahead than we were just standing on the edge, wishing and hoping, but not doing. That's life. We're meant to try, to experience the chill of life's waters, and to go for it, whatever it is. Even if we don't learn to swim perfectly on our first try, we feel the water. We may float and go on from there. We don't have to stay dry and on the edge forever. We can opt to step in and give it our all. On this all or nothing day, let's recognize that we don't have to leap into a body of water without checking it out. But once we know what we're getting into, we can dive in, leap in with confidence, and go all in and pursue our goals and dreams if we wish. Knowing this, today can be the day we stop postponing whatever we wish to do. Let's ask our questions, learn what we need to do so we can comfortably go all in and go for whatever we wish for. We're not guaranteed success, but when we try, when we realize it's worth our efforts to give our all and stop standing absolutely still and doing nothing, it's a positive thing. Your From a Woman's Perspective team is here this hour to share their thoughts and experiences and expertise so anyone listening can have a jumping off point to experience the exhilaration of trying and of being all in. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Christine the health coach, denturist Suzanne Salga, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. We'll talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, learn about forever homes from accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. After one important message about organ donation, we'll talk about investing for retirement with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday to all.
What do you have for us today?
Well, you know, it's, you know, commitment. You know, we all talk about all in, how we must commit to ourselves. I'd venture that we can't give to others in love or life until we've committed to ourselves. Years ago, when I think you are in a relationship and you that relationship ends, one of the pieces of advice I've given to somebody in the past is, how can you love somebody when you've got to give to them when you're in a position where you have need and you need to take because you're wounded or hurt? Well, financial planning, really, we talk to people about giving to themselves. I think the Rolling Stone song might be, instructive here. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. Financial planning is, in fact, choosing to commit to ourselves. 2 weeks ago, I spoke of 20 rules for young people to develop healthy and beneficial habits and attitudes to money. In essence, the totality of the advice is to take charge and commit to yourself. Give to yourself first. Protect yourself with the means to be able to deal with emergencies. Life isn't perfect, nor always without adversity. Those who save and invest consistently put themselves in control of their current and future lives. The discipline required, however, is where people often fail. They don't commit to themselves. They commit to everything else around them. A paycheck comes in and they give it to the subscription services. They give it to the bartender, the restaurateur, the clothing store, the service provider. They give it to everybody but themselves. And shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't you start with giving to yourself first? You can't save anybody unless you save yourself first. You know, what's the thing when you're on an airplane? And you know, one of the lessons that they teach you is that, you know, especially for mothers, if you're on a plane and the plane has an emergency, what do they say? You've got to put on the breathing device on yourself first before you put it on your child. Why? Because if you succumb first, you can't do anything for your child. Well, the same thing applies in financial planning. If you don't spend some time to commit to yourself, then how can you commit to anyone else? And you certainly can't commit to your future self. I think in my website, I use the phrase, I do something today that your future self will thank you for. I recently had a conversation with Melanie and Jonathan. And Melanie has been a longstanding client. Jonathan is a newish person in life. They've been together for about a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And Jonathan's not a client. And so Melanie and I were just chatting, and we had a conversation about some venture that they might want to get into. And so the conversation that I had with Melanie went as follows. Let's sit down and look at the venture that you want to get into, weigh the cost of getting into this venture. What is that going to do to your personal financial planning? What's the risk to you? What's going to be the cost associated with any loans or letters of credit that you're going to have to assume as you get this venture off the ground? What's going to be the cost of money? And what do you need in the way of revenue? And what's some revenue projections that you need so that you can get a sense of whether, as you move through this venture, that venture is becoming essentially profitable and worth the investment. Financial planning positions you for informed success in whatever goals and aspirations that you may have. The ability to put your actions or lack of actions in the context is revealing for you. We help you establish a commitment with information and facts. How does plan A differ from plan B? What if bad things happen? How can you withstand the effect of something bad happening so that you can continue to move forward? All of this is really about committing to yourself and taking the time to say, I'm important. What I do matters. What I do counts. I'm responsible for my day, however that is. That's the advice I gave some sales reps that I was managing one time, and they were all kind of struggling. And I said to them, you have to be able to look in the mirror and say to yourself, what I do matters, what I do counts. I'm responsible for my day. No one else. It's you. It's all on you. Commit to yourself. I would say to your listeners who struggle with saving, struggle with investing, struggle with protecting their livelihood or their assets or their family. All of these are about committing to yourself and saying, I'm going to do something for myself first. and I'll let all the other people in my lives, not your loved ones, of course, but all the other people in your lives, the subscription services, the restaurants, the bartenders, the clothing stores, the entertainment, the activities you want to do, you'll put this in context of nice to have, but not central to your well-being. Commit to yourself first, and that's the essence of financial planning.
Kevin, your wisdom and 30 years or more of experience shows every time we speak. Anyone listening who wants to get what you need and to think about yourself first and understand what your financial plan should look like, you have someone who is willing to help you and share valuable experience. He calls himself an enabler, and I think each week we see that he is. Give Kevin a call. 416-708-6229. We can stand on the edge of a pool and never put our toe in, but sometimes knowing that there's a lifeguard and someone to teach us helps us get wet. And Kevin will help anyone who's listening and wants to move forward with their life and with their investments. No obligation, give him a call and have a conversation. Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial, 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Thank you, Kevin. And you give to yourself, too. Have a good week and get what you need so you can share more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. To your listeners, have a great weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for short or long legs. A seating width of 18 inches. Ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip, and we're continuing our conversation about hormonal balance. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So that's right. Last week we talked a little bit about hormonal imbalances, the relationship between nutrient deficiencies, and really why this imbalance can be behind our anxiety and depression. So, and I touched on a couple of connections between hormonal balances, things like cortisol, estrogen, progesterone, even our thyroid hormones can be affected by nutritional deficiencies. So this week I wanted to touch on how we can restore our balance and improve our mood. So one of the key things I want to focus on is eating a nutrient-dense, balanced diet. So we really want to focus on whole foods that are rich in magnesium, B vitamins, and omega-3 fatty acids. So we want to incorporate plenty of leafy greens, organic or wild fatty fish, nuts and seeds, and even whole grains into our meal. In some of my patients, I do testing, to see if their B vitamins are low, magnesium, we can test their thyroid, and test many of their hormones to see if they're out of balance. So sometimes we do consider supplementation, but I do recommend, rather than going out and purchasing something, really to consult with a naturopathic doctor before starting a new supplement program, because it's important to see if those particular supplements are right for you, the doses are correct for you, and to make sure there's no interaction with any other products or medication that you're taking. We really want to manage stress. So chronic stress can deplete essential nutrients and really exacerbate hormonal imbalance. So we try to incorporate stress-reducing practices like yoga, meditation, deep breathing, and even acupuncture, because those things can be very helpful to support mental and physical health. Getting quality sleep is really important because sleep plays a vital role in hormone regulation and nutrient absorption. So we really want to aim for about 7 to 9 hours of restful sleep each night to restore the balance in our mind and our body. So anxiety and depression are really complex. There's many things that can contribute to those kinds of things, but hormonal imbalance and nutrient deficiencies in particular particular nutrients that I mentioned, magnesium, B vitamins, and even omega-3 fatty acids, can actually play a significant role in driving mood disorders. So if people have any questions or they want to consult with myself or perhaps get a free consultation to discuss naturopathic medicine, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Don't take your supplements lightly. They can cause problems. And it's best, as Dr. Betty Rosendahl recommended, that you check with your doctor or a naturopath and make sure that what you're doing is correct. And you can restore your balance. You have a complimentary consultation offered by Dr. Betty Rosendahl. All you have to do is give her a call and start that conversation and deal with your health naturally. Her number, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
If you're wishing you could hear what's going on around you so you could be all in and choose which way you want to go, Edmund Ivazian, hearing instrument specialist from Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, is here to help us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today is all or nothing day, and depending on how you look at it, it can either stir up a bit of anxiety or spark a whole lot of fun. Rather than seeing it as pressure to be perfect or extreme, I prefer to think of it as an invitation, a chance to go all in on something just for one day. Maybe it's trying something new, finishing a project that you've been putting off, or saying yes to an experience that you've been unsure about. And if you've been putting off getting your hearing checked, today might be the perfect all or nothing moment to finally go for it. So many people wait, hoping things that will get better on their own. But hearing loss doesn't tend to work that way. It's quiet, it's sneaky, and over time, it chips away at the moments that matter. Conversations, laughter, and connection. But most of all, it erodes one of the most important parts of ourselves, our confidence. There's something remarkable that happens when somebody starts hearing well again. We often think of hearing aids as just another piece of technology. But to me, there's so much more than that. They're a bridge to confidence, to connection, and to meaningful conversation. Over the years, I've watched people walk in feeling hesitant, even a little bit defeated. And I've seen what happens when we help them hear clearly again. Their energy changes. Their posture shifts. They smile more. They start participating instead of just nodding along. That quiet transformation from withdrawal to engagement is one of the most rewarding parts of my work. And after 20 years in this field, I can say with complete honesty that I will never get tired of seeing that change. Because it's never just about hearing. It's about helping people come back to themselves. So today, why not commit to hearing life more clearly? Whether it's booking a hearing test or bringing in those old hearing aids for a tune-up, going all in might just bring you back to the sounds you didn't even realize you were missing.
Going all in with the help of an expert is easier than going all in and trying to figure it out yourself. Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto will hold your hand through the process. You can have an intensive hearing test and it won't cost you anything. So take the time to write down this number and get in contact with Edmund Ivazian, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Edmund, thank you for helping us live our best and be our best and look after our ears. And are you still giving people the opportunity to test drive if they don't know what hearing aids feel like?
Yes, that's actually one of the most fun things we do together.
And all we have to do is just walk in, get our hearing test, and then you take it from there, right?
Yes, it's very much a guided approach, so we work together to figure out a solution for you.
And the phone number again, 416-754-4327. Look after your ears, take charge of your health, and then if you wish to be all in, you can be. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
On this all or nothing day, it may be the day that we decide that we're tired of being totally alone and we want someone in our life, someone to share the ups and downs in our everydays. And to help us get started and meet the right person, we have our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So there's a question I get a lot from people who are joining the service, and it is, what can a matchmaker do for me that an app can't? And of course, people are very frustrated with apps these days, and oftentimes people have used them or tried them when they come to me. And so my response is always that an app can't do due diligence on these people. When you're dating somebody from the internet, they can be anybody they want to be, and it doesn't necessarily they mean that they are that person. So we do due diligence. We make sure people are who they say they are. We do coaching. So say you've been out on a date with someone, and this is what happened. What do you think I should do? Or this is what they said. What do you think that means? I speak fluent man and fluent woman, so I can interpret those things that are sort of sometimes difficult to interpret for people who are back new to dating. We can give you feedback on comments people make. So if we're getting the same feedback every time you go out on a date, that's useful information, and we want people to have that information so they can make the adjustments they need to make and end up in the kind of relationship that they're looking for. And we give advice during the intake interview. So when I'm going through the interview with you, I give you my philosophy about dating and matchmaking and how I want you to use the service. And the reason I have those things that I want you to do or how I want you to use the service is because those things work. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been single myself, so I've been through all this myself. I know what works and what doesn't work. And you're also getting experience from a team of matchmakers who have been doing it for years and years and years. So you know that these people can help you navigate dating and relationships. It's great for people who are shy because we do tend to, or people who don't feel comfortable mixing in big settings. We're really good at putting you at ease, getting you out with someone, doing all the legwork for you. As well as you're meeting people who have skin in the game. So when we put you out with someone, that person has paid a fee for the service as well. It's a qualifier. They're serious about meeting someone to spend the rest of their life with. And I think that has real value. When you get on the internet, there's people that are on for a free trial. They have no real skin in the game. They're not motivated to find a relationship for long term. They're just looking to see what's out there. That's totally different than the people that come to us.
Well, it's interesting that you explain that because many people don't understand that though thousands of years ago we had matchmakers, today in 2025, the concept still works. You have a 75% success rate for people over 70. And as I've been told before by you, there are as many men as women looking for partners. So if someone wants to talk to you and find out what's out there for them, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is you can call our office at 1-877-334-9041, or you can visit our website at mistyriverintros.com and book a free consultation. You can pick whatever time works for you and what day works for you. And it doesn't cost you or obligate you, but by the time you've done the interview, you'll have a much better idea of what we have available that meet your criteria. And you'll also have an idea about how the service works and what you can expect if you were to come on board.
So if you're ready to give it your all to find the right person, perhaps a matchmaker would be the ideal way to do it. If you're interested, have a conversation with Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions and learn what Matchmaking 2025 is all about. 1-877 1-877-334-9041 gets you started. That's 1-877-334-9041. Linda, thank you for sharing your advice and for being a matchmaker. You're a rare species in 2025.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
On this all or nothing day, we can be all in when it comes to our oral health. Because even if we can't get to a dentist, dental care can come to us. And that's thanks to Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. Good morning, Suzanne.
Hi, Marilyn. Before we begin, I want to take a moment and send a warm shout out to one of our longtime listeners, Angela. Angela recently reached out. She's a lovely lady with a kind heart. And like so many of you, she's been quietly hoping to find someone who could guide her toward a better, more confident smile. And so I'm glad she did. We're already helping Angela move toward the care she's been dreaming about, and she's on her way to feeling proud of her smile again. To Angela, thank you for trusting me. And for all our listeners, if you've been wondering if your moment will ever come, I want to tell you a story. Some people ease into change, and others, they live by the all-or-nothing mindset. That was Walter. He'd worn dentures for 20 years. They've worked until they didn't work. They slipped when he talked. He avoided tough foods and steak. It was a distant memory. He told me, Suzanne, I've always put everyone else first, but if I'm doing this, I'm doing it right. I want dental implants. He came to me after years of putting his smile and himself last. For decades, he made do with uncomfortable dentures. He couldn't bite into an apple. He hadn't touched steak in years. He avoided dinners at the restaurants. And when the family passed around corn to the cob, he smiled politely and said he was full. But deep down, he wasn't full. He was frustrated, by how much he was missing. And he'd reached the point of now or never. Based on Walter's lifestyle and good health, we could help him achieve this. And you know what? That decision, that moment, it changed everything. We worked together to plan the best course for him. Implant-supported dentures that wouldn't shift, wouldn't slip, and wouldn't let him down. A custom fit that let him chew, speak, and smile like the man he remembered being. It wasn't cheap, and it wasn't instant, but it was his, and it was worth it. He told me later, it's funny, I spent so long convincing myself I couldn't live without it. Now I can't believe I ever did. Maybe you've been thinking about it too. Maybe you've been waiting for the right time, for the right savings, for someone to tell you it's okay to spend the money on yourself. But this is that moment. This is your sign. If you've been living in that all or nothing space, let us help you choose all. We'll walk you through the implant options, help you understand your coverage, and help you when you're ready. Because it isn't just about teeth. It's about taking your life back, bite by bite. You've been waiting, planning, maybe you're nervous to even ask. But if this speaks to you, don't let another season pass. Call me. No pressure, no judgment, just honest answers and the kind of care that comes to your door. You can call me. I'm Suzanne, and we can have a short discussion about your dental needs. My number is 647-204-4478, because when you're ready, you're ready. Denture ready means care that comes to you, a mobile denturist helping you or someone you care for to smile again without leaving home.
Well, anyone listening now knows why I invited Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready to join the team. She's willing to help anyone who has an issue with their oral health. If you want to know whether you can be all in and take charge of your oral health, one call to Suzanne will lead to a genuine, honest conversation. And then you can decide what steps you want to take, and Suzanne will be glad to help you. Her number again, 647-204-4478. And I'll shout out to Angela, a listener, and Walter, perhaps he'll become a listener and he's listening today. Congratulations on taking steps to look after yourself with the help of Suzanne Selga, Denture Ready. Suzanne, thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
We'll have another cheerful story next week. Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Selga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Selga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And today, on All or Nothing Day, it's the perfect time to reflect not just on how we live, but also on how we dress. Because just as life isn't always black and white, neither is our personal style. Sometimes we need to embrace the gray. We need to use mixing and matching and have the freedom to step away from perfectly coordinated and move toward perfect for me right now, right today. Let me tell you about Veronica. Veronica worked in a financial institution for over 30 years. She loved what she did and she gave it her all. Every day she wore a matching tailored suit. Jacket and a skirt, or jacket and pants, paired with a crisp tailored blouse, coordinated hose, shoes, a matching handbag. Nothing was out of place. She had what she called her everyday order. Each outfit, complete with accessories, hung together in her closet. She'd pull the suit at the front, wear it, and move it to the back, and she could go a long time without repeating the look. It worked perfectly for her structured work life. But then she retired. And as many of us discover when the rhythms of our life change, our wardrobes need to shift too. Veronica stood in front of her closet one day and realized she didn't know how to dress for her new, more casual lifestyle. Her closet was full, but none of the clothes felt right anymore. She came to see me, and I asked her to bring three of her favorite suits. When she arrived, I gently separated the jackets from the bottoms, and I laid the accessories out separately. Veronica looked at me wide-eyed. She asked, "What are you doing?" I said, "Veronica, your suits don't have to stay separates married together. We can play with them." And then we started. I mixed her jackets with jeans and skirts with jersey tops and sweaters over suit pants. I added a few staples like a denim jacket, a couple of long sleeve t-shirts, a sweater jacket in black. Veronica and I played, and something shifted. Veronica realized that she didn't have to follow the old all or nothing rule. Either I wear the suit exactly as it was designed, or I don't wear it at all. Instead, Veronica could embrace mixing and matching and layering and use her wardrobe for her new lifestyle. Veronica went home with the new mindset, and I asked her to hang all her jackets separately, all her bottoms separately, and place her accessories so that she could see them and access them easily, either hang them or put them in clear acrylic containers or whatever worked for her. Then I asked her to try things on and choose the pieces that made her feel wonderful. Not just acceptable, but wonderful. The rest she could put aside and gift to someone who would appreciate them, either an individual or a charity. A week later, Veronica reported back to me, and she was happy. She had saved 8 jackets, a double-breasted camel blazer, a classic black tailored blazer, a tweed Chanel style in her favorite colors, a bolero jacket, a saddle-colored leather jacket, a 3/4-length fitted brown coat, a winter white zip front funky jacket, a pearl gray swing jacket. And she had saved 7 stylish bottoms, black trousers, saddle leather slim pants, a red trumpet skirt, a tweed knee-length skirt, an ankle-length winter white skirt, gray flannel pants, and a mid-calf brown split skirt. Individually, these pieces now had a new life. Some could suit up if need be, with the addition of tank tops, colorful t-shirts, light knits, and boots and shoes other than her pumps. Veronica had created a casual, wearable wardrobe that would work for all seasons, all times of day, and most importantly, for the woman she is today. You see, Veronica's old wardrobe represented the all-or-nothing thinking that served her during a specific chapter in her life, the working time. But that chapter ended, and her clothing needed a rewrite. As she let go of the belief that outfits had to be worn just as she purchased them, suited up, she discovered that creativity and confidence can flourish in a gray zone. It's a beautiful place, a place where structure and spontaneity have a space in the middle. Rather than all or nothing, Veronica could live up to Coco Chanel's quote, "Fashion is not something that exists in dresses only. Fashion is in the sky, in the street. Fashion has to do with ideas, the way we live, what's happening." And what's happening in Veronica's life altered the way she looked at her clothes. And what's happening in our life should be reflected in our clothes. It's been found that the average woman wears only 20% of their wardrobe. That means that 80% is just taking up space, stuck in the past, or waiting for a someday that may never come. Let's use all or nothing day today as a moment we step into our closet, and let's ask ourselves, who am I today? What do I love to wear? What am I keeping just because it used to work? We don't have to get rid of everything. We just have to make space for variety and spontaneity and fresh looks. Veronica now dresses in separates that express her personality, suit her lifestyle, and bring her joy. She still gives it her all, but now she does it with color, with creativity and freedom. She mixes and matches and layers her clothes and enjoys the versatility. All or nothing? Not anymore for Veronica. She's found her style in the gray zone, and it looks great on her, and she's smiling and enjoying it. I'm Marilyn Weston, and I am your wardrobe doctor. And if you'd like help making your closet reflect the person you are, I'm happy to guide you. Just call me directly at 416-504-6777. And if you want a signed copy of my book, you can order it by calling me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. In a minute, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll chat with Christine, the health coach, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
The
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Exercise may help fight depression in older adults. As muscles become stronger through regular exercise, they release transcription factors can improve your mood and help you to make you feel much better. A regular exercise program helps your body to process tryptophan, a mood-enhancing chemical closely related to serotonin. Depressed people often have low blood levels of serotonin, and exercise may increase activity of that enzyme CAT from exercising muscles that convert tryptophan to serotonin to help you make you feel good. In the study from McMaster University, a group of healthy men who were 65 or older and not depressed did 12 weeks of leg and shoulder presses and high-intensity stationary bicycle interval training. Their enzyme CAT level increased by a significant amount. An earlier study showed that exercise also causes muscle to release large amounts of cathepsin B that is associated with improved memory. Those who had the highest improvement in fitness also had the highest blood levels of cathepsin B and the greatest improvement in memory test scores. Your exercise program can help you prolong your life, prevent certain diseases, and protect yourself from dementia and depression. If you're not yet on a regular exercise program, call or text me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, for a complimentary consultation on how to get started.
Be empowered and enjoy good health. All you have to do is call Christine and make her your health coach. Fight depression, live longer, improve your memory, and just reap the benefits of exercising. You'll love it. I love exercising with Christine. Her number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. And as always, if you don't remember the number, remember my name, Marilyn, put an S on it, then .ca, and look under radio heading, and you'll see the sponsor expert list and the contact information for everyone on the team, including Christine, is there. Thank you, Christine, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here, and I'm sure he'll have lots of good information about how we can make our home a forever home and stay safe in it always. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, we don't really think about mobility until it starts to slip away. It's a subtle at first. Maybe it's that one tricky step at the front door or the tub that used to be easy but now makes you second-guess your balance. I've seen it so many times. People start adjusting their lives around their house instead of the house supporting them. And the hard part is it creeps in slowly. One day you realize avoiding parts of your own home. But it doesn't have to be that way. Planning ahead for mobility in your home, whether it's a safer entrance, a walk-in shower, or wider doorways, is not about giving up independence. It's about keeping it. Because when your home works with your body, not against it, you stay active, you stay confident, and you stay in motion. And honestly, I've seen time and time again, once people get in motion again, everything starts to feel better. Mood, energy, daily routines, it all improves. So that's what we believe in. Everything we do gets you in motion. And we are always truly mobility focused for your future. If this message hits home with you, take a look at some of our work we've done. It might spark ideas for your own space, or if someone you know and care about, just head to our website, greatertorontoaccessibility.com. There's no pressure, just a chance to see what's possible and maybe take the first step forward with our Forever Home Safety Check.
Forever Home Safety Check. How much will it cost us, Daniel?
So this assessment's usually $89.95, but I do want to give it away for free this week for the first three callers, Marilyn. And just to describe it really quickly, I come to your house, I do a full assessment of top to bottom. We can look at rooms that are challenging you at this moment, whether it's the bathroom, the kitchen, the backyard, or the basement. We are here to help you find solutions to stay in your forever home. Like I said, this assessment's usually $89.95, free for the first three callers this week. So please call me directly at 647-206-6409.
A Forever Home assessment just gets you started. Once you know what's necessary, you can take steps to make your home safe and one that you will stay in forever. And you can be sure that when it's done by Greater Toronto Accessibility and Daniel Wiskin's team, it'll be done once and it'll be done right, and you won't have any regrets. The number for your complimentary Forever Home assessment, 647-206-6409. Just ask for Daniel, have your conversation, and get your Forever Home assessment, and know that you'll be able to be safe in your home for as long as you wish. Thank you, Daniel, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
It's All or Nothing Day, a day that we can take a leap to push beyond what's easy, to say yes to something we've put off for too long. At the beginning of the show, we explored the joy of giving our all and the freedom that comes from making bold choices. But as we come to the end of this show, it's probably a good idea to just pause and reflect on the more complicated side of all or nothing. Because for some, the idea of going all in doesn't feel freeing. It feels terrifying, especially when we've grown up believing that if it's not perfect, it's not worth doing. And that if we fail, we'll look foolish, or worse, we'll lose everything. I know that feeling well. For years, I've dreamed of writing a book or two. I've had the stories, the insights, the passion for helping people dress with confidence and live with purpose. But something always stopped me. And it wasn't lack of time. It was fear. Fear that it wouldn't be good enough. Fear that it wouldn't live up to what I hoped it would be. Fear that people might judge it or judge me. So for years, I did nothing. But over time, I realized something important. Doing nothing didn't make me feel better. It didn't make me feel safer. It just kept me stuck and away from my goal. So finally, I took the leap. As I've shared here, I have put pen to paper, and now I'm proud to say I have my first book written. It's being edited for the third time, and then printed in the next week or two. It's Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor, more than just fashion. It didn't happen overnight, and it may not be perfect, but I can say I've done it. I will have my first book, and I'm happy. It was worth it. Black and white thinking kept me frozen for a long time, and I know I'm not alone. Perfectionism is more common than ever. A study found that it has increased dramatically in recent decades. The constant pressure to be our best can quietly morph into a fear of not being enough. And when that happens, the choice becomes be perfect or do nothing at all. But life doesn't have to be that way. We can show up for things and be unsure. We can be imperfect and we can still move forward. I often return to the words that I heard at university of Robert Browning, a man's reach should exceed his grasp. It reminds us that we're meant to try. We're meant to stretch, to aim higher than what we think we can achieve, because if we fall short, we learn how high we can actually go. It's good for us. So maybe life isn't found in the extremes, not just in the all or the nothing. Maybe the gray area in between is worth considering. In that space where we try, where we grow and we move forward, where we can give our all, even if it's messy, where we can take a risk without risking everything, where we can try and we fall short and still succeed in spirit. Sometimes just doing something is enough. Just trying a little can spark momentum, and we can inch forward, and that can lead to feet, and feet can become miles we travel. Let's remember, giving our all doesn't mean losing it all. We don't need to catch the stars to benefit from reaching for them. But what about the other side of the phrase, the nothing in all or nothing? Doing nothing can sound unproductive. We often label it as lazy or unmotivated, but in reality, it can be deeply restorative. We live in a world that praises the hustle, but the World Health Organization now recognizes burnout as a global occupational hazard. Always being on, always striving, has a cost to us. The truth is, intentional downtime, real rest, has true value. Studies show that doing nothing, when done with intention, enhances our creativity. It improves our memory, our decision-making, and even our emotional well-being. It allows our minds to breathe and our bodies to recharge. Philosopher Alan Watts said, "Muddy water is best cleaned by leaving it alone." So, when we stop for a quiet cup of coffee, an afternoon nap, or simply sit and be, doing nothing can actually be everything if we do it mindfully. It can help us heal and bring us peace. So before we close the door on this all or nothing day, let's also consider a third option. Do we really have to choose between all or nothing? What if we give our all to what truly matters and then give ourselves full permission to rest and recharge? Scientists call this dual mode approach, alternating between deep focus and true relaxation to avoid burnout and improve our performance. So maybe our best choice today isn't really all or nothing. It can be both, all in for what matters and nothing at all for what doesn't. Let's think about it. Is there something we've been holding back on that deserves our full commitment? Or is it time to put it all down, to do absolutely nothing and simply be? Rest. Or maybe our perfect rhythm is giving our best part of the day to something meaningful and the other part to stillness and renewal. We can admire jugglers who keep many balls in the air, but most of us aren't trained jugglers. During the course of life, we can try to juggle many things: career, family, health, responsibilities, self-care, rest. If we try to juggle too much without practice, we'll drop some of the balls and possibly burn ourselves out trying. So today, on this all or nothing day, let's commit to juggling only the balls that we can truly manage. Let's find our own rhythm and let's live the life that feels right for us. So whether we go all in or do absolutely nothing or land somewhere beautiful in between, the choice is ours. Let's choose what matters to us. Let's take meaningful action and give ourselves permission to rest as well. Now it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to our healthcare workers, our service providers, and our caregivers. Thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And of course, a special thank you to you for joining us today and considering what All or Nothing Day might mean to you. Please remember that From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. We're just a phone call or email away. To reach out, just log on to my website, marilyns.ca, click on the On Radio heading, and then check the sponsor expert list. Then connect with whomever you wish. Ask your questions and get your answers and decide your own best path. Goodbye until we speak again next Saturday morning at 8 from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Enjoy your day, your weekend, and your week. And remember, we don't need to chase perfection, but we can choose progress. We can take steps that feel comfortable and meaningful for us and move at our own pace. Bye-bye for now. Have a great week.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.